Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 26th of July, recording at 10:15 p.m. And that's British Summer Time. Apologies for the later start. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. And it was an interesting day. First, the Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit steadier. One of the better gains was in Japan, where the banks rallied quite sharply and the Nikkei was up almost 1%. And the real drama, though, started at about 11 a.m. British summertime. And it was a comment by the European Central Bank President, Mario Draghi, given at a global investment conference in London today. And here's the key comment. Quote, "Within our mandate, the ECB is ready to do whatever it takes to preserve the euro." Then he added, "Believe me, it will be enough." Well, by central bank standards, that's pretty strong stuff. And it had the desired effect and triggered a very sharp rally. Obviously, lots of short covering occurring in Europe. And here are the highlights. Here, the Italian market was up 5.6%. The Spanish market got the best gain of all. That was up over 6%. The CAC 40, that's France, is up over 4%. The German DAX up 2.75%. The Euro Stoxx 50 index overall was up 4.25%. Big gains all around, all over 1%. That's the lowest one. Was the smallest one was the UK, up just 1.36%. Now, in the Americas, this strength spilled over into the Americas, where the best gain was Brazil, up 2.65%. And we had Wall Street very firm, with up 22 on the S&P, and that's up 1.65%. Long-dated government bond prices against that background were a little bit weaker. But not as much as one might have expected for what was, to use the banality, but everybody knows what it means, a risk-on day. Precious metals, we had a little bit of follow-through to yesterday's strong gains, particularly for gold, which is at just over 1660 as I speak. Now, well, elsewhere, all the precious metals are other precious metals are up a little bit overall. U.S. dollar was weak. The dollar index down to 82.84. The Aussie up to 104. The euro up to 122.81 as I speak. Sterling up to 156.91. Asian currencies all rallied in here today. Elsewhere, industrial metals were firmer today, and crude up a little bit. This quiet day for crude. What does make a change is that the agricultural commodities were mostly lower today. So, what do we make of it all? Well, this is still a nervous overall period for the markets. And again, I've talked in terms of, to quote Yogi Berra, about it being deja vu, or people were fearing that it was deja vu all over again. You know, we get into late July and the markets, stock markets, start to unravel, and we have a good little mini to moderate sized financial crisis, as we saw last year, with the stock market falling from late July on pretty much through September. Now, and August has not been a particularly good market in recent years, nor is September, or not a good, particularly good month, rather, in recent years. And no doubt Mario Draghi had that in mind when he came out with his comments, and certainly that caused the strength of the statement obviously unnerved a number of people with short positions overall. Now, when this has happened in the past, we've seen the market go up for a few days and then start to weaken again. It'll be very, very interesting to see what happens this time around. And the bears and skeptics, and they're sort of in the majority in here, they will want to see the beef in terms of what Draghi is going to do. And they're also aware that the ECB's balance sheet isn't in that great shape. And getting 17 nations to agree on everything, yada yada, is never all that easy. But let's take it one day at a time here. This is certainly put or it certainly stemmed the decline that we were seeing. And I think we'll all be interested to see how this actually plays out. Meanwhile, despite all the nervousness that we have in markets, here's the S&P up 8.14% on the year. And of course, I suppose enough water has gone over the dam, to coin a phrase, that people have forgotten that we got off to a very good start this year and then had a dip. And then markets subsequently steadied up somewhat. And Wall Street still remains overall a relative strength leader. And the only markets that have actually outperformed it so far this year, and I'm talking about in US dollar terms, are Mexico, Colombia, Chile, Thailand, Singapore, the Philippines. Philippines had the best gain this year, 22.87% in US dollars. And New Zealand has also outperformed Wall Street. So they're just a handful there. And so Wall Street's performance overall is really crucial to the psychology of the market. The Wall Street leash effect remains exceptionally important, in other words. Now, recently, I'm talking about the S&P. I'd pointed out that little support level down at 1325, representing that last reaction low point. And the markets had a look at that level this week, but held slightly above it. So we still have rising lows. And the more important low to bear in mind is the early June low, which I believe was down at 1266. So we're almost 100 points above that in this sort of ranging pattern overall. Now, again, a lot of bearish sentiment around. You'll certainly be aware of that. But we can't have a significant reaction, let alone fulfill some of those bearish forecasts, without breaking this progression of rising lows in here. So watch those levels that I just mentioned. It's a good idea just to keep an eye on that S&P chart overall. As I benefited today from Mario Draghi's comments and also some earnings reports that were a little bit above estimates, or more that were. There were a lot of reports today, but I think there were more that were regarded as favorable than unfavorable. Now, what else to mention here today? The long-dated government bond prices have given up a little bit of ground in the last few days, so the yields have edged up off those historic lows, and my goodness, they certainly were low. Recently, we've seen new lows for the year for the Japanese JGBs, although not new all-time lows. I believe we've had new all-time lows, at least in modern times, for the 10-year US Treasuries, for 10-year UK gilts, and also the German Bunds. Of those, when those yields start pushing up, and in any kind of normalization of rates, they obviously will push up. But many people think that the Bunds might actually be the most vulnerable because, unlike the other countries that I just mentioned, Germany is not in a position to print its own currency. So the markets might regard the blends with a little bit more suspicion, or to be less confident about that debt. Okay. Elsewhere, what can we say? Well, the dollar, I think I mentioned, was weaker in here today. And while it's range bound overall, it's very much a case of the dollar going up on so-called risk-off days and coming down on risk-on days, such as we saw here today. And that pattern may well persist for a while. At the extremes, beyond a little short covering rally for the euro, which against the US had dropped down close to that sort of psychological 120 level that I think both Owen and I had mentioned. It was oversold, but the overall trend remains downwards, and I would think that it's very much in the ECB's interests to see the euro move lower in a gradual decline. They obviously don't want a rout, but a gradual decline would suit them. It will help to increase the competitiveness of some of those countries that particularly the southern European periphery. And it did no harm to precious metals in here today, which, as you know, had a good day here yesterday. When I look at the gold chart overall, and I see a few more bearish comments than bullish comments on a technical basis, and it's not hard to see why, because you've got the gold price ranging well beneath its highs of last year, with a progression of lower rally highs as shown overall. And it has been ranging near the September and December lows, whereas last year it had bounced very strongly off those lows. Now, the other side of the coin is that if we look at the dynamics within the current range, that's the size of the up days versus the down days, the bulls have produced the better moves on those up days. And that suggests to me that it is in a support building process overall, but as I've said on many occasions, while this ranging has been going on, that cannot be proven except with hindsight, and for proof we would need to see the establishment of a short-term upward trend within this overall ranging medium-term corrective phase. Now, is the gold price going to do that? Well, I think there's a good chance it will. I also think, more importantly, that there's less downside risk from current levels than there is upside scope over the next few months to year and a half or so. But that, of course, remains to be seen. Why do I feel a little bit more optimistic than some of the other technicians who've been looking at this gold price? And one reason is that if it sticks to its or maintains the consistency pattern that we've seen throughout the last decade following its bigger corrections, you know, when it would get overextended relative to its rising 200-day moving average, then go into a medium-term corrective phase. Usually, as we got into the late summer, September period, gold was picking up once again. Now, it doesn't have to repeat that in perpetuity, and indeed it certainly won't, but I'll give that hypothesis the benefit of the doubt until I actually see otherwise. And there are all the factors of all the money that's being printed around the world, and the fact that interest rates remain extremely low. I think that's one of the most positive factors for the price of bullion. Now, elsewhere, industrial metals have been quite weak recently, but look quite overextended in the short term. The foods, which have been a real concern recently, this drought has played havoc with crops for another year. The best that can be said is that we are seeing resistance near the historic highs for soybeans and corn, and wheat near last year's highs. So these prices were down a bit in here today, but unfortunately the crop damage has been significant, and that all but guarantees higher food prices probably before the end of the year, and certainly in 2013. So the problem here for the global economy overall, which as you know remains soft, is that we see deflationary pressures in a lot of the things we own, whether it's houses or all but the very, very most fashionable and rarest of artwork. We see the deflationary pressures, so the markets haven't been all that good, have they? But so it's in the things that we often own, whereas the things that we have to buy on a regular basis, starting with food, those prices continue to edge up, or will edge up once again. Okay, let's go back to the more absorbing theme here of the moment. I'll be very interested to see, as I'm sure you will, what happens to these stock markets tomorrow as people have digested Mario Draghi's comments overall. Don't be surprised if we see a bit more short covering, but then the markets will want to see some beef here in terms of some positive actions, and they may have to wait for that unless they can go on, officials can go on promising, just wait till we get back from holiday in September because that's when it's all going to happen. That's sort of my paraphrasing of what they're currently saying. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.